Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Thanks for joining myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Devlin Eden on the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. And we're looking at a little bit of something different because we look at bikes on the show. We look at road, we look at mountain biking, of course, but what about this mechanical doping? And then I'm not going to get into that in too much detail, but electric bikes are becoming very popular. They're still quite expensive, but Devlin, basically looking at electric bikes, is this the way of the future?
To be honest, I don't think so from a racing point of view. If we start talking electric bikes, it's motorized, obviously. And as you know, I mean, that's taking the whole athletic element out of racing. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's the way of the future. However, they are becoming more and more popular. And from my point of view as a coach, I could see huge benefit in it when working with some of my top-end athletes, purely because it will give me some sort of effort or some sort of aid in terms of pacing them on training rides, for instance, where I might not be able to keep up with the elite guys. So from a coaching point of view, I think it's got huge benefits. We're seeing them a lot as well, sort of from a commuting point of view. And I think it's something that's slowly starting to trickle into South Africa a little bit more. I mean, electric bikes are huge overseas. So I think it's more sort of trickling into our market slightly with commuting perhaps. But I wouldn't necessarily say a way of the future from a training point of view and from a racing point of view.
Well, you make a good point there. I mean, generally people do see it as more of a recreational sort of tool or device or vehicle. But you mentioned adding that in. Is there, you know, I mean, could it be something that's adapted to, you know, helping guys sort of in their training? I mean, we look at sort of riding behind a car and being pulled along by a car. Yes, you're still doing the work, but it could become a training tool.
Yeah, I think so. But again, I wouldn't necessarily say more of a training tool for the athlete themselves, purely because you've got the motorized assistance. So you want that athlete to still be pushing as hard as possible. So the only sort of way I might see that there would be room for it is if an athlete is working hard on an interval session, on a heel repeat session, and their interval might finish and they're still a couple of hundred meters to get to the top of the climb, they might be able to engage and ride out easy using the assistance of the motor to get to the top of it. But at the end of the day, you still want that athlete putting power into the pedal strokes and making the most out of their training itself. And I just don't see that the electric bikes giving them assistance is going to help that in any way.
Devlin, just lastly, I mean, from a sort of professional point of view, there's been a lot of talk this past year about mechanical doping, the odd person getting caught. I know there was that female cyclocross rider, but do you think it's rife or it's few and far between?
Well, look, they implemented mechanical dope testing now at the Tour de France, for instance, which is brilliant, and no one was caught there. So whether that's just because they knew that they were going to be testing for it, I do think, look, at the end of the day, doping, whether it's drugs or it's mechanical doping, I think it's always going to find its way in, unfortunately, as long as the testing agencies are all on top of it. And hopefully not. I think it could be few and far between, but there's always going to be someone that's looking for some sort of edge. So I'm really hoping that it is something that is few and far between and we can sort of rid the sport of it. But again, no one really knows.
Well, electric bikes, they really are wonderful things, but they don't come with a very wonderful price tag. You can probably buy a small car for cheaper, but if it's something you're interested, do look into that. Devlin Eden, if you'd like to know more about his coaching or to find out how you can become one of his athletes, do log on to the website coachperry.com and click through to the cycling section. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again next time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.